Howdy, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. With a hit last night, David Dahl extended his rookie hitting streak to 11 games. He's recorded a hit in his first 11 in the big leagues. But he's still got five to go to match the rookie record set by Juan Pierre. Pierre recorded hits in his first 16 games. That's still a record that stands today, so our Fish Family bonus code is JP.
Well, the Marlins had it all the way, didn't they? It was a dull moment at the ballpark. What a wild ball game. Marlins had a 1-0 lead all the way into the eighth inning. The bullpen let them down in the bottom of the eighth, but a big rally in the top of the ninth. And the Marlins escaped Denver tonight with a 5-3 victory over the Rockies to snap a three-game slide. Rockies red hot coming in. 11 wins in the last 14 games. Best record in baseball since the All-Star break. The Marlins, meanwhile, had lost three straight into this one for the first time in more than a month. They had dropped nine of the last 15, but they got off to a quick start against Jorge De La Rosa in the first. D. Gordon, infield hit. He stole second base, and with two outs, Giancarlo Stanton put Miami on the scoreboard.
Here's the pitch, and it's ripped hard over the bag at third. That is a fair ball down the line to the corner. Home to score is D. Gordon, gliding into second base, Giancarlo. He's got his 18th double of the year, his 61st RBI, and the Marlins are up 1-0 on a big two-out hit in the first by Giancarlo.
And they handed that lead to David Phelps, making his first start of the season after 50 appearances out of the bullpen. We knew Phelps would be somewhat limited tonight, not entirely stretched out yet. Don Mattingly said going in probably 70 to 75 pitches, and Phelps worked around one out single in the first inning. He worked around three singles, left the bases loaded in the second, got a double play ball after a leadoff walk in the third, struck out a pair in a perfect fourth inning. And in the fifth inning, leading 1-0, he got the first man, Nick Hundley, but at 70 pitches, he was done for the night. And the Marlins handed a 1-0 lead to the bullpen. All the bullpen needed to do tonight was work 4 2/3 scoreless to make it stand up. Jorge De La Rosa, after allowing that first inning run to Miami, settled in, and he allowed just one run and four hits over six innings. Walked three, struck out 200 pitches, 57 strikes. Phelps 4 1/3 innings, four hits, no runs with a walk and four Ks. Mike Dunn got through the fifth inning. Nick Whitgren a scoreless sixth inning. And Kyle Bearclaw pitched a perfect seventh. So it remained a 1-0 Marlins lead into inning number eight. After the Marlins went down on the top of the inning against Adam Ottavino, on came Fernando Rodney, who has struggled since coming over in the deal with the Padres. Rodney was charged with a blown save Sunday at home against the Cardinals. Rodney had a rough eighth inning Wednesday against the Cubs. And in the eighth today, facing the heart of this Rockies lineup, he got into immediate trouble. DJ LeMahieu got things started with a single. He went to second base on a base hit by Carlos Gonzalez. So trailing 1-0, the Rockies had two men out with nobody out in the eighth for their big bat, Nolan Arenado. Let's see if Arenado's got the green light, 3-0. He does. Ground ball to short. Etch has it to second. That's one. D to first. High. The ball sails out of play, and we've got a tie game. In to score LeMahieu, 1-1 in the eighth. Looked like a double play ball. But D. Gordon airmailed the throw, and we were all even. A blown save at that point for Fernando Rodney. Question was, could he keep it a one-run game? Rockies still looking for more with the hot-hitting rookie David Dahl coming up next. The 0-1 from Rodney is drilled toward the gap. Right center field, Ozuna over, down for a hit. Waved around third, Arenado coming home. Ozuna's throw is way offline. The Rockies have scored twice in the eighth to take a 2-1 lead. And they still weren't done. After this single, Dahl took second base on the throw. He was in scoring position for Mark Reynolds. 3-2 to Reynolds. In the air, right field, sending Stanton back. He's onto the track. He leaps at the wall. It's off the wall. Extra bases for Reynolds. Coming around third, Dahl racing for the plate. It's a three-run eighth. And the Rockies lead now 3-1. No, the man at second and one out. Dana Descalso has walked intentionally, setting up a possible double play. That brought Rodney's night to an end. Brian Ellington out of the bullpen. He walked Nick Hundley to load the bases, but then he came back to strike out, pinch hitter Ryan Rayburn, and he got a ground ball from Charlie Blackman. So the inning was over, but not before the Rockies sent nine men to the plate. They scored three runs on four hits and an error, and Colorado took the lead 3-1 into the top of the ninth. They've got a rookie closer, Carlos Estevez. And Estevez walked the first man in the ninth inning, JT Realmuto. So suddenly the Marlins had a little bit of life. when Chris Johnson followed with a single. Marlins had two men on, still nobody out for Danny Echevarria.
Here's the pitch. Etch hits a ripper line drive base hit to left. Being waved at third is Real Muto. The throw to the plate is not in time. Ball gets past the home plate area to the backstop, and the runners move up, and it's a one-run game. The Marlins have scored their second run. It's 3-2 Rockies. Nobody out. Second and third.
So a golden opportunity for more. Derek Dietrich came to the plate as a pinch hitter in the pitcher's spot, but he struck out for the first out. At that point, the Rockies opted to intentionally walk D. Gordon, loading the bases with one out. The next man to the plate, Martin Prado, leads the league in double play balls. Also, second in the league with men in scoring position. So it could have gone either way with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the ninth. Up to the plate, step Prado.
Here's the pitch to Martin. A swing and a hard hit ball up the middle out into left center. That's going to give the Marlins a lead. Home to score is Rojas. Behind him is Echevarria. And the Marlins have a 4-3 lead on a two-run single by Martin Prado.
What a big hit for Martin. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. That was it for Carlos Estevez. He's hung with a blown save in this ballgame. Jordan Lyles came on, and the Marlins weren't done. They had Prado at first base and Etch at third when Yelly stepped to the plate.
The pitch. And a hard line drive center field, breaking in on it quickly, making the catch. Blackman tagging is the runner at third, and coming on to score is D. Gordon. And that goes as a sack fly for Christian Yelich. He got the run in, and the Marlins lead 5-3.
So the Marlins answer the Rockies' three-run eighth with a four-run ninth. And they took a 5-4 lead into the bottom half of inning number nine. A.J. Ramos coming off his second blown save of the season in Chicago on Wednesday. How would he respond? Well, the first man, DJ LeMahieu, singled. So down 5-3, the Rockies got the tying man to the plate with nobody out of the ninth inning, but A.J. came back. He struck out Carlos Gonzalez for the first out. Nolan Arenado grounded to first for the second out. With a man at second, two down, the Rockies down to their last chance. The rookie left fielder, David Dahl.
LeMahieu leads away at second. He doesn't matter. The pitch. And a high pop-up. Etch goes back and calls. Gets under it in shallow center. Makes the catch, and the Marlins win. They have come back to beat the Colorado Rockies 5-4 with a four-run top of the ninth inning.
Well, after the way things ended Wednesday in Chicago, and after the way things transpired in the bottom of the eighth here tonight, what a big comeback in the top of the ninth. This Marlins team continues to show that grit and that heart that Don Mattingly's talked about a lot, and they get a desperately needed victory 5-3 in Colorado. For Miami, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 8 men left. For the Rockies, 3 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. They strand 11. Brian Ellington, the winning pitcher in relief, 2-1. Carlos Estevez, the loser, 2-6. A.J. Ramos with his 32nd save and 34 chances. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours, 24 minutes. Then a crowd of 27,888 goes home disappointed. Marlins with the winner, 58-51. Now 29-27 on the road. They snapped that 3-game slide. Marlins had been 1-48. When trailing entering the ninth, the Rockies have been 49-3 when leading entering the ninth. Marlins now 2-48. Rockies now 49-4 after the big fourth inning, Miami ninth inning. Marlins with 4 in the ninth, their biggest ninth inning of the season. With this win, the Marlins are now 4-1 against Colorado this year with 2 games remaining. They have clinched the season series victory. Marlins have won the season series now 5 consecutive years from their expansion cousins.
Marlins go for the series win in Game 2 tonight, 8:10 first pitch Eastern. That means 7:40 Eastern, Marlins on deck on this Saturday night. Then the Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the play-by-play from Denver, Colorado. Listen on MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app. That's my favorite way to listen. Tune your radio to 940 Wins and listen on the Marlins Radio Network.